Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Coming back with a little Manchester Orchestra, this new record that just came out. I think it was last week, the full record. They've been releasing some singles. Bedhead, the first single. I love that band, and this is a great record. Are you into
Manchester? I am. They're one of my favorites as well, and this is probably going to be my favorite album of the year. I mean, I'm blown away by it.
For me, it keeps getting better. And with these guys in particular, people aren't familiar with Glass Animals, or I'm sorry, Glass Animals is on my mind because I just bought tickets for that. With Manchester, it's truly an album. Like, the last album was like this as well, where the songs flow into one another, and it's outstanding. They kind of pissed me off a couple of years ago. They came to the Pageant, and I was so excited. It was like the one show that I really wanted to go to. Got the babysitter, my wife, my friend Greg Harris and his wife were there because we're all big music fans together. And at the back of the Pageant, sometimes they have, well, I think they do this a lot, where they show the set times and everything.
Yep.
They weren't going on, the headliner, Manchester Orchestra, wasn't going on until 10:15. Well, that wasn't going to work out well for the dude with the babysitter. So I didn't even stay because I thought, well, I can watch probably a half an hour, but I wasn't very happy. So I just hope the band keeps its old fans in mind moving forward. But I do love that band a lot, and hopefully get back to some live music and things along those lines. We're going to talk about something. I think we're going to segue into some dark web stuff, which I think is interesting too. But I called George from ThrottleNet yesterday to find out exactly what was happening when my phone was doing something weird. And George Rosenthal is one of the owners of ThrottleNet, fine sponsor of the program. George, how are you this afternoon? I cut him off yesterday because he was answering my questions, and I said, no, I want the spontaneity. How are you, George?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks so much.
Well, my topic is a little different than some of the other stuff I'm very curious about that you mentioned yesterday, but here's what's been happening with more frequency. So, and this happened twice in the last week. Went to a restaurant last Friday night, and it happened, and was at Tavern in Valley Park, great restaurant, a couple of nights ago. So I'm not blaming the businesses, but I want to know what's going on. So I was sitting at this restaurant a couple of nights ago, just trying to look at Twitter or send a message out. My phone was not allowing me to do this. Same thing happened on Friday. It's happened a couple of times. So then I looked at my Wi-Fi. I'm like, what is going on here? So I was connected to Wi-Fi, and it said something. I thought it said Charter Spectrum, unsecured, something along those lines. My phone had connected to that Wi-Fi. I'd never signed up for Wi-Fi in these other buildings. And in order just for me, George, to get a message out, I had to disconnect from Wi-Fi. And I'm telling you, it's happening with more frequency. So what's going on there?
Well, some of that could have been that you actually had logged on involuntarily to a guest Wi-Fi that was nearby you that was not allowing you to get onto the internet until you had signed on to their guest Wi-Fi. But what's dangerous of what's happening of recent is that people are going to Starbucks or restaurants, like you say, and folks are going into basically innocent places, and a no-do-gooder will be sitting in the parking lot or be a couple buildings over and set up a Wi-Fi on their laptop that looks exactly like, let's say it just says Starbucks guest, and you sign on to Starbucks guest, and actually you just signed on to the person's laptop. Wow. Who's sitting in the parking lot or a couple buildings over. So popular places and popular restaurants, and they'll sit in the vicinity and open up a guest Wi-Fi and want you to sign on. In your case, I think you may have been okay. You may have signed on to a guest Wi-Fi that was open nearby, and it wasn't allowing you to log on because you had to actually sign on.
Well, that might make a little sense, but I'm telling you, this has happened in four or five different locations where I have not. So the restaurant I went to in High Ridge used to be in South City. I don't know if you guys. Sue, you'd be familiar with the Iron Barley.
Oh yeah, I love Iron Barley.
Tom moved that out to High Ridge, and he's got a big location. And there's not. That's in Jeffco. I don't even think they have Wi-Fi in Jeffco. Really? I'm just kidding. I'm just saying that I know that there was nothing that I had connected to in that region, and it's been happening with more frequency, and it's just weird.
Yeah, it really is. And everybody needs to be aware of what's going on with the increasing dangers of the cyber world. I mean, we are in the show me state, and nobody believes it until it happens to them. I get it. It's just the way we're brought up. I don't know why that is, but it's just the way it is. It's on was on our license plate for a reason, and it's because nobody believes anything here until it does happen. But I'm telling you, the dark world is crazy. In fact, we just did a webinar last week, and a lot of people went on and saw this. We actually went live on the dark web. Now, we took a lot of precautions, so when you go out and see this, I'm going to tell you where it's at. To go watch this live tour, we don't do this at home. We took a lot of precautions, but we went out and we show you literally how easy and crazy it is out on the dark web when it comes to buying illegal drugs, steroids, the things you would normally think that are highly illegal. But what we really found amazing is that, let's say you have a disgruntled employee. For $399, that disgruntled employee can shut down your website for a full 2 hours during lunch break, let's say. For $399, can completely shut you down.
That's frightening. It should be frightening to a business owner, right? Mm-hmm.
Really? Yes, it should be terrifying. And here's the other thing. For $400, a disgruntled person can actually target your business for ransomware. A ransomware attack, meaning lock up all your files and shut your business down for a measly $400. That's crazy. That should absolutely wake people up.
Well, it should wake people up. And I'm not asking you to guide me into the dark web, but since I don't know much about the dark web, how would I even know what to do? And I don't even know what that means exactly. So I know the type of things that you're describing, but when you say the dark web, are you going down some rabbit hole portal that people are unaware of?
What's interesting is people can go to throttlenet.com/webinars and actually watch the webinar. You can log in and actually see our tour. It takes about 15 minutes, and we show how it works. There's certain software you can download. Again, I have to say, please don't do this at home. Make sure you take proper precautions if you decide to do this. It's a very dangerous, dangerous place. But it's once you go out, and we're not the only ones who have shown the dark web, obviously, but there really, it truly is a dark web. Where bad, bad, bad things can happen. And so one of the wild things that we actually found, Mark, was we went out and saw businesses that had been hacked or had ransomware or malware and found their logos, found a complete file structure of everything that had been taken, including financial records. In fact, opened up one of their Wells Fargo loans and saw the account number. Oh, yeah. No, it's out. So that's one thing that Throttlenet protects against, is ensuring that your data, A, doesn't end up out on the dark web, and B, if it does, you have some sort of recourse to make sure you stay in business. But I'm telling you, you know, things like you being in a restaurant and all of a sudden your phone doesn't let you do things and signing on to different Wi-Fi, bad people are coming up with new ways to get your data. And whether it's an individual or a business owner, you got to take precautions.
Why is it so hard to stop? I mean, why? I'm guessing this is not regulated. Is this something that's coming from other countries mainly?
Well, you know, it can come from all over the world, but there's two reasons. One is they're using multiple computers to hide themselves by the time they get to the endpoint. So from point A to point Z, all of the in-betweens are multiple computers across the world. That's number one. So by the time I get to where I want to go, you have no idea where I'm coming from. Number two, they're using Bitcoin or cyber currency to pay for all of this stuff, which is completely untraceable. So if you want to buy an unlicensed serial gone firearm, you can do that on the dark web with Bitcoin and have it shipped to you through third parties and literally be completely untraceable.
Hey, George, this is Sue. Can I ask just a normal question, and this is probably a dumb one, but when you go to a hotel and you can, you know, log on to their Wi-Fi or just use your own phone as a hotspot, is there one that's safer than the other?
You're probably better off using the hotspot. Obviously, you're using your data plan, so yes, you are going to be paying for your cellular data. But, I mean, if you do log on to any guest Wi-Fi, just make sure it's reputable. And I can't recommend enough to not visit financial institutions like your bank. Don't go out and start paying bills with credit cards. You know, don't log on to very secure things that you want to keep in your life. Just keep it very basic. Okay. Emails, that kind of thing.
Well, so I, you know, on that note, I had an email last week, and it, you know, they're very good. Some of these organizations are very good at the phishing and everything. You get phone calls, but I had an email last week that said that something had gone wrong with my Amazon account, and I'm pretty good about, you know, the red flags going up. It was fake, but I clicked on it just to see, and then it didn't. No, I think I might have called the number because I just was going to mess with them, and then it wasn't an operating number anyway, so I'm not exactly sure how that works. But some of these folks out there with the phishing or even the things, George, that you're describing, it's so sophisticated. Now, some of them are just dumb.
But they're getting better.
Yeah.
They are getting better.
They are. They're getting real sophisticated. And so that's something that I kept using our...
Uh-oh. We have the dark phone line right now. We have the dark web. We have George's
We've
dark phone line. Hold on. George, the dark web has taken over. There he is.
Back.
All right, you're back.
Oh, am I there? Hello. Sorry about that. Yeah, I would recommend using a VPN. Start looking out there. One of them that you can use is Surfshark. There is a VPN. It's a way that you can hide yourself and cloak yourself amongst other computers. You'll see that in the dark web tour that we do. How Dustin, he's our cybersecurity manager. He's also a certified ethical hacker that we have on the team. Shows that he is actually using a VPN. And anybody can use this on your mobile phone, desktop, laptop. When you talk about going to a hotel, if you're going to use the hotel, if you're going to use a public Wi-Fi, make sure you have a VPN.
How does one become a certified hacker, by the way? What's that process involved?
Yeah, so that is... That's a lengthy process, and it's a way to do bad things as a good guy. What
right.
that means
yeah.
is you're going to show people vulnerabilities that you have in your business and basically show them how bad people can take advantage of you without taking advantage of you. And that's something that it's a real true asset that ThrottleNet has to help clients, that really preparing them for what's going to happen so they don't end up as a show me state member who's just waiting around until they get hacked.
Well, George, wouldn't one have at least some hope or confidence that folks at the Justice Department are looking into some of this dark web stuff? I know they busted some pedophile rings and things along. Every once in a while that gets in the news, but you would hope that they're taking a look at some of that stuff and at least trying to prosecute people.
Oh, absolutely. And they are. They really are. I mean, everybody from the FBI, law enforcement is desperately, desperately chasing these folks. The problem is it becomes the way of you're chasing ghosts all the time because of the way they hide through multiple computers, through VPNs, through cryptocurrency when they go to purchase, ways that they are purchasing from a legitimate vendor in Europe that will then ship you to a PO box so that you can get your illegal item without being seen of who you are. I'll tell you what, a lot of it comes down to the business data. When they're trying to track who actually got into the business, but the difficult part is the person who actually hacks you takes your data and puts it out on the dark web. They make a quick sale. They make a quick sale and they're gone. So what happens is the people who actually do bad stuff with it are the ones who come after the hacker who actually got into your business. So the big the hackers make a quick getaway. They get paid and they move on. What ends up happening is your data sits out on the dark web, literally in a store like Amazon.
Dang.
And you can browse. And when you see this tour, it's actually shocking. You're browsing through a store with add to cart buttons, with 5-star reviews, just like
Jeez.
Amazon. Only you're buying, and they'll show you the data they have.
Seriously.
Yes, you are shopping through businesses' data with their logos, and they have proof. They say, if you don't believe us, click here, and we'll show you a sample of their bank statement and a sample of their credit card statement from their business or their bank loan from Wells Fargo. I mean, it's all there. And then you say, okay, great. I'm a bad guy. Here's, you know, a couple Bitcoins for 120 grand and give me that data and I'll go do something with it.
Wow.
So when you talk about law enforcement trying to track people down, I mean, they can even if they track down the person who got ransomware into your business, it's so tough to track it from where it goes from there.
George, awesome information, a little scary. I'm just going to say that.
Yes.
You know, I think we say this when we see movies about really smart criminals. Like some of these folks, if they would apply their skills to things that are legal, be kind of amazing as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
ThrottleNet.com/97.1. I got to put that one in there. George, awesome having you on. We'll do it again.
It was great. Thanks so much for the opportunity, guys.
Take care. 522-97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I've been looking for an opportunity to not only play Blink-182, but to welcome Steve Futterman to the program on the FM dial here, CBS News correspondent. He's a legend, ladies and gentlemen, and his favorite band is Blink-184, I think you called it at one point.
Oh, I think I was way off. I wasn't that close. I wasn't that close.
How are you, Futterman?
Yeah, fine. The password Blink-182. Doing fine. Big story out here today, a story that I think resonates with, because I'm based in L.A., occasionally I'm here, resonates with the people in St. Louis, a player on my favorite team, Albert Pujols, being essentially released by the Angels today.
We have talked about it quite a bit here in St. Louis. There's a lot of Twitter activity. We love Albert, 11 seasons. I mean, the memories that I have outside of, you know, game six in 2011, just seeing Albert play baseball was amazing. Now, obviously, now we had this discussion earlier. How old is Albert Pujols? And then how old is Albert Pujols really? He's 41 years old. But, you know, for years here in St. Louis, there was always this feeling that he was older than we thought him to be.
There was a joke on Twitter today. Someone told me that someone did a tweet saying that it's so sad that they couldn't wait a few months to allow Albert to celebrate his 50th birthday. Don't think he's that old, but I do think he's a bit older than 41. But, you know, listen, it worked great in St. Louis. It just never really worked well here. The injuries, the getting older just caught up with him. And, you know, the old cliche, no one's ever beaten Mother Time. Father Time, I guess it is. I can say Mother Time now. That's a gender-neutral thing now. But it just never worked out here. They brought him in hoping he would be sort of like the superstar, the older superstar. Trout would be the younger superstar. Never really happened.
Steve Futterman just misgendered Mother Nature. I just want to put that on the record. But look, with Albert, you know, the fan base, you know how educated we are here.
Oh, yeah.
The fan base was okay with that. You know, it stung because he had provided those memories. But we knew that it just probably didn't make sense moving forward. But we love him. And, you know, Steve, you probably remember when he came back a couple of seasons ago, and it was magical. I mean, he got very emotional. And it was a special weekend. It really was. He cranked a home run in a game that we won still, so that was fun. And he will now there's these rumors, of course. Now, does he still play? He's only, 33 home runs away from 700?
Yeah, I listen, my guess is He doesn't, although I wouldn't be surprised if you have like a one-game contract with the Cardinals to say farewell. I mean, I think that would be perfect.
Well, he's also being mentioned with the White Sox because...
I know, because of La Russa. But come on, he's a Cardinal. I was an Angel for 10 years, but you're always going to think of him with the Cardinals.
How, and that's how he will go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention as much attention to the American League. How are the Angels doing this year so far?
The pitching, they're contending. They're in the games. They're not getting blown out. They need to get the pitching a bit more solidified, either starting or relieving. It seems like they can't get together. They're a bit below 500. Don't think it's all over yet, but they do need to improve a bit. The Dodgers are the big surprise right now here. We have a columnist, Bill Plaschke, in the LA Times. You may see him on ESPN. Before the season began, or just after the season began, he declared them the greatest team in the history of baseball. Forget the 27 Yankees or the Mariners that year. They won 115 games. Dodgers haven't done too well lately. They were just swept by the Cardinals' least favorite team, the Cubs.
Yeah, that is crazy. But it is early. I mean, the Yankees got off to this miserable start.
They're back up there
as well. Steve Futterman from CBS News with me this afternoon. On the baseball front, I know you did a nice piece. It's Willie Mays' birthday. Right?
He's still 90. He's alive.
I just killed Willie Mays.
No, don't.
Because
let's
I
not
thought
do that.
I did not think he was so. He is 98 years old today. Look at that.
Yeah. Listen, you always have the great question in any sport: who's the greatest player? I think it's hard to pick against Willie Mays unless you want to include the pitching and of Babe Ruth along with the hitting, which I'm going to take away from the equation right now. I think Willie Mays is it. I mean, the speed. I mean, he was so fast. He hit the home runs. He had the great arm. You want to talk about fielding? Maybe the greatest catch in the history of baseball, or at least the most talked about catch in the history of baseball, 1954 World Series, that iconic picture. I looked at the picture today. If you've never seen it, if you're too young to remember, this is in 1954. The Polo Grounds where the Giants played had such an expansive center field that you could hit a ball almost a mile and have Willie Mays catch up with it, his back to the home plate, and catch it over the shoulder for an out. It's still one of the most spectacular outs I've ever seen recorded. And 660 home runs, not too bad.
12
gold
gloves.
I think he's the best.
12 gold gloves well. Willie Mays, 90 years old today. How are you doing out there with COVID right now? I subscribe to the LA Times. I keep seeing these numbers are incredible. Meantime, to the north in Oregon, they're in disaster mode.
Yeah, listen, you're going to have ups and downs. This is what Dr. Futterman's saying on all this. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have blips. I think California may have a blip in the future. There's going to be moments where it's not working, but I think overall what we're seeing right now is most people are comfortable enough getting the vaccine. They're getting the vaccine. The country slowly but surely is getting immunized. Still can't quite figure out what is preventing people from not getting the vaccine. I think sometimes they just don't like to be told things. I mean, who does? But I think it's moving in the right direction right now. The U.S. right now is in, obviously you have your exceptions, Oregon, as you mentioned, but I think overall the U.S. is suddenly doing better than almost every country right now. Of course, it does help when you have the main pharmaceuticals based in your country and you have more access to the vaccines that are really working, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, when you have access to them probably more than any other nation. But, you know, Norway has North Sea oil. That helps their economy. You take advantage of the cards you're dealt when you get good cards.
I was reading and been talking a little bit about San Francisco because San Francisco is really a success story now. Between the herd immunity and the vaccines, they have like 60% of the population at least with one dose.
Yeah, and again, there are going to be blips. I mean, we can't predict what these variants are going to be like. It's very likely that these variants that we may be seeing in India are already here. It takes a while before we even know that the variants are here, unless you just, you know, hit the jackpot on a COVID test and suddenly you see it. We have found out that COVID was in the U.S. before we even knew it was here. So it's very likely some of these variants are in the country already and we don't even know about them. There may be more widespread than we realize, but it seems that these vaccines, even if they don't even if they aren't as effective against the South African variant, the Brazilian variant, as they are with the ones that we first saw here, they are able to fight it to some degree. And remember, when you get the flu shots, I mean, my mother used to tell me this, getting the flu shot doesn't mean you're not going to get the flu. It means that if you get the flu, it's going to be much less dangerous and much less, you'll get less sick than you would otherwise. So we have to remember that as well.
I am double vaxxed as of last Sunday, Futterman, and I did have a...
Any reaction?
Yeah, I was out on Monday.
Really?
I can only play...
Because you're so young.
I only played 9 holes of golf on Monday, not 18, because I didn't feel... No, I was down. It hit me about 2 in the morning. I got the shot 3:45 Sunday, and I couldn't lift my head from the couch or the bed for really about 12 hours, and then it just got better in the afternoon. But, you know, I got through it, and I didn't really have a fever or anything or aches. I was just... It was just blah, like you just didn't want to move.
And which one did you get, Pfizer or Moderna?
Moderna.
Okay, so I have heard, I mean, this is all based on non-scientific evidence. Generally, I've heard people who have a problem, and of course, what's the big deal if you get the vaccine? I can be out for a day. Moderna seems to have more of this reaction than Pfizer. Also, if you're young like you know, like in your 20s, like you, you will have more likely a reaction to it than if you're old like me.
Somebody told me on Twitter, I don't know if this is true or not, but they said that the elderly lab rats had less of a reaction than the middle-aged lab rats when it came to them. Now, maybe there's something to that or not. I don't know.
I don't know if that's true, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised. We're learning so much about this. I did talk to my main doctor, is an infectious disease specialist, knows Fauci before COVID-19. He told me we're going to learn more things about this. Listen, some of the things we may learn may not be too good either. One theory is that we don't know if you were very asymptomatic, if you had COVID and were very asymptomatic, are you going to have other problems in the future? We just don't know about those things. So this is stuff we're going to learn about in the years ahead. But just because you were asymptomatic, there may be some other issues you face in the years ahead that someone who had more moderate symptoms would not face. Oh, we just don't know.
That would suck, but I guess you're going to have research on that. And then you still have the people. And I have a friend who contracted this very early here in St. Louis in March of last year, still has a little brain fog and things along those lines.
Yeah, it's remarkable what we're going through right now. And, of course, did you ever think one of the key questions you would be asking, friends, did you get Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson? I mean, that's one of my favorite questions now.
It is a very common question. There's no doubt about that. Hey, are you going to be, because there's so many candidates, are you running for governor of California by any chance?
No. I've been urged by many people not to run.
But you have a very interesting slate out there for this recall. And by the way, has that died down just a little bit because the COVID numbers are picking up or at least heading in the
better direction? Listen, I covered the Schwarzenegger recall in, what was that, 2006, 2003? I forget when it was. In any case, there was a groundswell. Gray Davis just, rightly or wrongly, bothered people. Newsom bothers people, but nothing to the degree of Gray Davis. You know, he had the dinner at the French Laundry, that's the name of the restaurant, which was really stupid. He did it. He'll deal with that. I just don't sense that the state saying, gee, I want to get rid of this guy that much. When Gray Davis was around, yeah, even people who were supporters of Davis said, yeah, you know. And then you had Schwarzenegger, who was the symbol of the recall. You don't really have a symbol like Schwarzenegger in this recall right now. So I think it's going to be hard for things can change. It's probably going to be in November. I don't think they've set the date yet. A lot can happen. But at this moment, I think it's going to be tough to recall him.
But the candidates, though, I mean, Caitlyn Jenner, but there's a few others that are people just in this for publicity.
Some are. I mean, you have the mayor of San Diego. I think his name is Kevin Faulkner. He's a serious candidate. You have a few who are very serious candidates. But again, you know, remember last time with Schwarzenegger, I think Arianna Huffington ran for, was on the slate. There were so many people on the slate. Yeah, get on the slate, have a little thrill.
Hey, Steve, are you able to get out and do any reporting, like, out and about yet, or are you still
a little bit? I was in Minneapolis for the verdict there.
Okay.
So I was sent there allowing, listen, we all are very restricted by our companies. It's not just CBS, ABC, NBC. A friend of mine, Kate Snow, who you see on NBC quite a bit, I saw her the other day. She was back in her office for the first time in a year. So many of us have just been restricted by our companies. Lawyers are involved, but also they care about our safety as well. So there are many reasons, but I've been pretty restricted, and that's just the way it goes.
Well, you know, with my, I'm sure you've been briefed by Fred, but with my switch over here to the FM dial, I get to come in and do the show in the studio. I hadn't been in this building but three times in 1 year, and I'm actually really, really happy to be back. I'm seeing people and having conversations people, which is very unique. Futterman, it's great to have you on. Use the code word here as we go out.
Yep. Blink 184. I got the number right.
We'll see you. Thank you, Steve.
Take care.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Sue's giving me trouble because, and I warned you that I'm a person who, I'm incapable of doing things for myself. I don't think
you're incapable.
Well, I don't want to do things for myself.
Yes. There we go.
So let me give you an idea of this. That when I used to ride a bike, and I used to be a pretty serious cyclist, right?
Yeah.
And I'd ride, you know, thousands of miles a year, certainly hundreds and hundreds of miles a year. On average, I don't know, 120, 150 miles a week, on a good week, right? So when you're on the bike that much, one would think that you would be able to fix a flat tire if that happened, right? You would be.
Yeah.
You would be completely wrong because, and now the guys that I rode with, they came to appreciate or mock me, and I would always ride with groups. So I kind of had confidence that if I got a flat tire, and I did,
someone can help you.
Of course they did, and of course they would. And they so my friend Eduardo, who is, even if I knew how to change a flat tire and I was with him, he'd push me aside because he can do it about 10 times faster. So this came up because what I told you is, and I do have some dinner plans, but I'm going to get my beard trimmed tonight because I don't even trim my
beard. I cannot. Don't you just have to get a trimmer and set it to the whatever setting it is and
You would think so. But what happens? I have I've tried to do this, but whenever I do it, I tend to cut, you know, a swath into my cheek, and then I end up shaving the whole damn thing off.
Yep, same
because
here.
I only had a beard. There was actually a picture that came up today on my iPad because Steve Ellman, who's the St. Charles County executive, is coming on with me tomorrow. And there was a picture of Steve and another Steve who's in prison right now, Steve Stanger, in the KMOX studio. And I didn't have a beard, so I know that was probably more than 6 years ago. So I haven't had a beard only about 6 years since my daughter was born.
Wait, so explain this to me. You put up the trimmer to your face, it's set it where you want it, and then you just go over it. How do you, where does it go wrong?
I don't know, but it does. Can I just say that it goes wrong? Okay. Every time I try, I'm not happy with it. I don't think it looks good. So I cede this responsibility to a professional, Sue. And I compensate the professional. I'm damn happy to compensate the professional because then two things. I don't have to do it. And it looks tomorrow, you're going to say, Mark, your beard looks amazing. Did you trim that yourself?
That those words will ever come out of my mouth.
You will say that tomorrow.
All right, all right.
I promise you that you will say that tomorrow. We'll see.
That's interesting to me.
Let's interesting and
because slightly sad.
Interesting
but not
in a way that's
100%
interesting in a way that Mark's life is pitiful, right? But at least I'm. Look, I have a lot of self-awareness.
That's what counts. Yes, you do.
All right, you know what? I have a ton of audio, so let's just kind of wind it into this.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Cuts. cuts of the day. This will be cuts of the day because I have so much to get to this afternoon that we haven't gotten to. This is the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, who's become pretty worthless here, I think, in the early days of the Biden administration. We played the cut from yesterday, Savannah Guthrie asking Dr. Fauci, hey, Dr. Fauci, it's kind of stupid that you're making kids wear masks at day camps, and it's silliness right now. We got people vaccinated. We have kids that aren't spreading this. What's the deal, Rochelle Walensky?
Certainly, if we have authorization for 12 to 15-year-olds and they can get vaccinated before going to camp, that's what I would advocate for so that they can take their masks off outdoors. We also have guidance, the camp guidance and the outdoor guidance for individuals who are unvaccinated, so those who are 12 and under who are attending camp. And we have some availability of not wearing your mask outdoors in small groups, in groups with other children who are vaccinated. What we're really trying to avoid in this camp guidance is what we saw in outbreaks and camps last summer. So if you have 5-10-year-olds who are on a soccer field all in front of the same soccer ball, we're trying to make sure that they're not a lot of heavy breathing around a singular soccer ball with five kids around it.
Okay. Well, first of all, that was not an issue last year. And here's something, Rochelle, that has changed dramatically since last summer. Half the population is vaccinated now. So it's nonsense to use that as an excuse. These kids shouldn't have to, 5-year-olds should not have to wear masks outside.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Then you have the issue of getting back to schools. And the education secretary for Joe Biden, Miguel Cardona, I'm not sure about that yet.
We know the transmission is lower with kids. We know they do better if they do get the disease. We know that they need to be in school. You've said all of that. As you look back on it now, has this country been too slow to reopen the schools? And is there any defense now for not having all the schools open?
That's Willie Geist, by the way.
You know, one of the things that I learned from my experience is that one size does not fit all. So I went on a Help Is Here tour and I visited about 9 states, about 10 different schools. And what I noticed was the differences in why folks weren't coming back in. In some places, we had buildings that were 130 years old. The ventilation system hasn't been touched in years. So they needed work there. In other places, there was hesitancy from families because of the trauma they experienced. But I do see that in many places across the country, school has been in session since August.
All right, I'm going to just tighten that up for him. Yes, Willie, it's embarrassing that we can't get kids back to school in this country. And I'm going to, as education secretary, you're not the health czar, make sure that by the fall, see, they're not even committing to this at this point, that by the fall, kids are going to be back in the classroom. That's absolutely outrageous. So is this. Now, I kind of ripped Tucker a little bit earlier because he went on his show last night and talked about how people have died from the vaccine. There's no facts to back that up whatsoever. So I'm not sure where Mr. Carlson was on that. But this is a really interesting story from Wisconsin. A guy named Adam Faust. He has a farm in Chilton, Wisconsin. He filed a suit in Green Bay because there's this loan forgiveness program that excludes white farmers, which is interesting.
What?
Sort of racist.
Racism against anybody is wrong, and we can't have a government that's being picking and choosing who they're going to give any program to based solely on the color of their skin.
So you grew up in this country, I can tell by your accent. Weren't you taught all along the way that that was contrary to the Constitution, to federal law, to Martin Luther King's vision of America? Are you surprised by this?
Extremely. I mean, like you said, everything that we've all learned growing up is racism was wrong, and now all of a sudden the federal government seems to think that racism is acceptable in certain ways and should never be acceptable.
No, it shouldn't. And Adam Faust, by the way, is a guy who was born with spina bifida. His leg was amputated after a farm accident. He has 140 Holsteins on this family farm. He filed a suit in Green Bay. This is a $4 billion program that was tucked into the COVID-19 stimulus plan that really wasn't COVID-19 stimulus. It forgives loans for farmers and ranchers who are Black, Native American, Hispanic, or Asian, but not those who are white. This is where we are in this country right now.
Since what we're doing is anti-racist, I mean, we're fighting racism for everybody in the country, not just one group, and yet some people seem to think that being anti-racist is now racist.
I, I'm stunned because I see stories like this every day, and it's happening more and more often. And I don't know how it's defensible. And the one thing that I would say is, okay, Tucker Carlson did a story about that. I'm talking about it here on 97.1. Where's the rest of the coverage about that? Where's the coverage in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch about a pretty legitimate story about this loan program that's cutting out a pretty huge swath of people in this country because they're not Asian or Black or Hispanic?
Wow.
I don't know. Now, if there's a defense of that, I'd like to hear it, I suppose, and see exactly where the Biden administration would sort of, you know, explain that. But again, the guy complains. I love the accent. That was one of the reasons I wanted to play that, because I had all this time in Wisconsin, and I know that accent well. My wife seeps into that when she says boat and lake every once in a while. But that's an outrageous story. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here for a Thursday afternoon live show tomorrow. Sugar Fire Woo! In Wentzville. Sue's going to be there. Andrew will be there. I think Fred's going to come along as well. Steve Ellman, the St. Charles County Executive. We have a roundtable in the 3 o'clock hour with Jane, former Senator Lamping, Jeff Rainford, who used to basically run the damn city when he was the chief of staff for Mayor Slay. Talk tomorrow, 3 o'clock, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.